All right, all. Or as they say in Pittsburgh, yinz. You know what that is? Yinz is only said in Pittsburgh, apparently. And it means y'all, or all of you. Yes, indeed. I'm Dennis Prager, the show where we talk about everything in a dark time in American history. But if we fight, we will... Hey, I got a good one. If we fight, there will be light. You know, there is a repressed poet in me. For good reason, I might add. The repression is worthy. It's the short version of you ones? I didn't know that. You know, I'm telling you folks what I learned here from my colleagues. A lot to talk to you about, needless to say. My column this week is about Jews and Christians failing the greatest test that they have had, well, at least since slavery. So it's a long time. It's 150 years. I am just stunned at what is happening. For example, the one that is the biggest one to me is that I assume the very small number of rabbis, priests, or ministers who have told their congregations through Zoom or through email or through some mailing, as it were, from the house of prayer, from the institution, that colorblind is in fact what their religion teaches. And I have a theory, which I write in my piece. You should all see the piece. It's up at my website's up at Town Hall. And I write in there that most rabbis, priests, and ministers fear the left more than they fear God. They fear the New York Times more than they fear God. You know, it's an interesting thing to me. You know who put this in my mind? Jordan Peterson. I don't think I've had a dialogue with a public figure that influenced me as much as that. And I've had magnificent thinkers in my life. It's been one of the joys of my life. I'll never forget the great time with Charles Krauthammer, may he rest in peace. But when I asked him, do you believe in God? You could see it. It's on the internet. It was at a PragerU event. I asked him if he believed in God, and he said something to the effect
that, I believe atheism is...
No, that's Charles Krauthammer. No, that's different. That's different. That's about atheism. So I asked Jordan Peterson if he believed in God. That actually would be worth finding if you could. I have not heard it since that night. And something to the effect of, well, Dennis, I'll tell you, I don't know if I'm worthy. In other words, if you believe in God, the demand of that belief is so great on how you behave. And I thought, wow, that's right. How can you believe in God and then behave as if you don't? Then it doesn't mean anything. If you believe that that there is a car coming in your direction, you will swerve, correct? Because you believe the car will hit you. So you are acting on your belief. If you don't try to maneuver your car, then you really don't believe you'll be hit by the oncoming car. If you don't act on your belief, then it's hard to say you really do believe. And when I see clergy in any of these religions who are not willing to speak out, for example, on colorblind. I mean, if you are a Catholic priest, a Protestant minister, or a rabbi, and you can't say, hello, this is like fundamental to Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, that race does not matter, that the human being is a member of one race, we're all a member of one race, the human race. God did not create a race specifically so that nobody could say, I descend from the original race or the superior race or whatever. God has no race. We're in the image of God. If you can't say that, you're a worthless clergyman. What it means is that you are afraid of what Twitter will say, not what God will say. And that's I feel, is what mainstream Protestantism, mainstream Judaism, and mainstream Catholicism have devolved into. Fear of Twitter over fear of God. Getting your values from the New York Times, not from the Bible. This is the test. I mean, this is truly the test. Here's another one. Is this the most massive amount of looting that has taken place in American history at any one time? I mean, we're talking about more than a week, maybe 2 weeks of it. Vast numbers of stores. Did you see what happened in Manhattan? I mean, I saw a video because the mainstream press doesn't report it. Fifth Avenue, I believe it is. When would there have been more looting? Now, I'm not talking about larger rioting, but more looting. I don't know. But in any event, is there not a message from churches and synagogues that thou shalt not steal remains in force? It's like the lying scientists. This is one of the most important things to develop in the last, in my lifetime, actually, where scientists, thousands, have taken the position that with COVID-19, it is okay to demonstrate in mass numbers without social distancing, but it is not okay to protest lockdowns. Get it? So their position is, needless to say, political, not scientific. I've been telling you this. The left poisons everything it touches. Science is one of the more obvious examples. Everything. I don't know how people will still enjoy football the way they did. I just don't know. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Hey, the players are telling you, you're all despicable racists, but come out and cheer for us. You know what is amazing? You can say the worst thing, and it is the worst thing. Racism is the worst thing. You can say the worst thing about people and expect them to have no reaction, except, oh, you're so right. Oh, forgive me. Yeah, every white is a racist is an absurdity. If every white is a racist, it means no white is. Do you understand? It's like, oh, we're all guilty. If we're all guilty, then we're not all guilty. I mean, it's foolishness. But the religion thing is a real big one. If you are considering sending your child to a Catholic, Christian, or a Jewish school, ask them one question. You know, I'd just like to know what my child will learn here if I enroll him or her. So what is your position on, I assume you teach the traditional Jewish or Christian view on colorblind, that is the ideal. Am I right? And if they start hemming and hawing, the school is not, it's Jewish or Christian in facade, not in content. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 877-243-7776.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Okay, everybody. So, the latest. Jimmy Kimmel is in trouble because he apparently used the N-word in quoting a rapper or something. Are you aware of that? How many years ago was that? And he did blackface once, coming at some party, appearing as Oprah. And now for this, and I want now, this is Megan Fox on his show, the actress, in 2009, telling a story, and I've listened to it and read it over three times, and he is being pilloried for it. I am no fan of Jimmy Kimmel. He has helped produce the culture that will devour him. And it does not bring me joy. I rather that he had been strong and wise and understood that the left is a despicable force that crushes everything good. And he didn't. Instead, he went along with it, and now he will be devoured by it. Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha, a land that devours its own. That is the subtitle for the left. As the French Revolution devoured its own, the leftist revolution will devour its own. Unfortunately, it may devour America as well, because it is purely a force of chaos. That is all it is. And chaos breeds dictatorship. There is no exception to it. Humans cannot live in chaos. The left may want them to, but the people cannot. Chaos is chaos. So this is a recording from 2009 with Megan Fox, the actress, on his show.
I had just turned 15, and I was an extra in Bad Boys 2.
Really?
And yeah, they were shooting this club scene. And they brought me in, and I was wearing a stars right knee and a red boy hat and, like, six-inch heels. And he approved it, and they said, you know, Michael, she's 15, so you can't sit her at the bar, and she can't have a drink in her hand. So his solution to that problem was to then have me dancing underneath a waterfall getting soaking wet. And that's
perfectly wholesome.
At 15, I was in 10th grade. So that's,
wow.
That's sort of a microcosm of how Bay's mind works.
Well, that's really a microcosm of how all our minds work. But some of us have the decency to repress those thoughts,
right,
and pretend that.
Oh, pretend that, I guess, what? Did it just cut off there? Or?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, I guess then pretend that they're not there.
So some of us have the decency to repress those thoughts,
right,
and pretend that they don't exist.
Right.
There we go.
Did he?
I knew there was more. Okay, pretend that they don't exist. So he has been skewered for that. I thought it was actually something that the left also left is an immaturity reaction to life. Life is supposed to be perfect. So men are not supposed to have those thoughts. They're very big on what you think. That is the reason that they're totalitarian, because they are very, again, as I said, big on what you think. So clearly he had a sexualized thought. This is a girl in a bikini and six-inch high heels, and under a waterfall, dancing. And he acknowledges and then says the right thing. Yes, that's what we think, but decent of us don't express it. That is exactly the right response. Exactly. And he is skewered for it on Twitter by people whose perception of reality is so perverse and immature and naive and utopian. Oh, a man has that thought. She's 15 years old. You think that the libido knows age? Yes, it knows age prepubescent. I have zero understanding of any man attracted to anybody pre-puberty. I do not understand that as a human. I do not understand that as a male. That is sick. But a female that looks like a woman, the libido does not ask for a birth certificate. The conscience asks for a birth certificate. It is an astonishing thing that he was skewered for that. I'm going to talk about the issue of the religions later, so I'm going to let you go. And don't forget to call back in the third hour, folks. But I want to take calls. Do you feel that what he said was bad? I'm telling you, to have me defend Jimmy Kimmel has not earned my respect. I wonder if the people devoured by, I mean, does, for example, who was the Minnesota senator who was devoured by his own? Al Franken. See, they don't learn anything from it. It is an amazing thing. They don't think, whoa, you know, I really helped unleash this this McCarthyism. And now I've been clobbered by it. But no, doesn't think that way. You know, in Europe, they don't have this nearly as much. I follow music, as you know, intensely because I conduct periodically, and I'm aware of the classical music world. So there have been conductors and singers and instrumentalists, but especially singers and conductors, who have lost all of their ability to perform in North America. Canada is even worse than the United States, and. European orchestras are hiring them. The Europeans have a more mature view of sexuality. They don't, not that the behavior is acceptable, but that it does not warrant the end of your life, except that you are still allowed to breathe. I don't defend men harassing women. I think it's low life behavior. But I am aware of the human condition, and it's a flawed human condition, and I put things within a scale of things. My wife was quite intensely harassed in her single younger days. And, she looked at it as, this is unbelievably boorish behavior, and I'm going to go on with my life. You know, it's like men, I'll tell you, I never understood this when I was a young man, when the guys would be offended if a gay man, approached them. I actually took it as a compliment. My theory was, hey, if he thinks I'm attractive, maybe women do too. Hi, everybody. I want to remind you about Uncle Tom, the great documentary made by Larry Elder. And a great is the word I live by on this. You will find it great, too. And you go to UncleTom.com and enter the code Prager. You get 20% off. You will see courageous, intelligent. Well, courageous is the thing. A lot of intelligent people. Very few courageous. Courageous blacks speaking about the situation in America. It's pretty riveting. So Uncle Tom is the movie the leftists do not want you to see. It's a tremendous opening, tremendous. Anyway, go to UncleTom.com and use the code Prager for 20% off. Congratulations to my friend Larry Elder. His success brings me great joy because it helps the country. That is the case. New York Times has a big piece today by a professor at MIT. And it begins as follows. Well, the title is Sex Does Not Mean Gender. Equating Them Erases Trans Lives. Is there a word in here about competing against... See, they don't deal with these issues. That's immoral. So this professor being... This is the first words of the piece in the New York Times. This would have been inconceivable 3 years ago. That is how quickly the chaos of society is taking place, thanks to the left and one of its leaders, the New York Times. Men menstruate. Some have even given birth. There you go. That's it. If you could find Sean when I was laughed at on Bill Maher's show and I said among the left's lies is that men menstruate, and Bill Maher just thought I was out of my mind making this up, and this is the first words of a New York Times opinion piece today. Published in the New York Times, an MIT professor. Gender is not sex, so does sex matter? The answer is no. So gender is what you make up. It's all made up, do you understand? So I guess she admits you cannot change sex. Does sex matter? Apparently not. That's correct. For the record, if you look like a woman, dress like a woman, take a woman's name, I don't care what you began, I will refer to you as a woman. It is none of my business how you began life. Okay? I see you as a woman, you're a woman. I don't have an issue, but I'm not going to say men give birth. I will not enter the lying world of the left, the fake world of the left. Truth is not a left-wing value. Every day, more and more of you who hear me understand that I've been saying this for years and that it's true. That's the key point here. It is becoming more and more apparent. Men menstruate. An MIT professor.
To say America is anti-Semitic is right. A lie. To say it is racist is a lie.
Okay,
these are giant left-wing lies.
We're talking about degrees.
To say that men can menstruate is a lie. And that is now, that is what is said.
Yes. You hear the laughter?
He never heard it, folks.
Check it out. That was, this is so revealing. They laughed. I want you to understand the infantilization of the left-wing mind and the ability to manipulate it. The Bill Maher audience. When did I do this show? In September, October? Yeah. No, it's October, I think. Okay. So that's 8 months ago. 8 months ago, I was on Bill Maher's show, and he said, never heard of that, and laughed. And the entire audience laughed at me and laughed at the idea. They were not just laughing at me. They were laughing at me because the idea is preposterous. Men menstruate. What, is he kidding? See? And now none of them would laugh because they were told by the left. That's what happens. Okay, I have my Stepford marching orders from the left. If the New York Times says men menstruate, so will I. All right, Chris in Laguna Beach, I'm going to take you on the male-female hour. So I'm going to let you go now, and thank you for that. That's tomorrow, yes. So I cleared one line. Dave in Phoenix, Arizona, where I will be, but it's sold out. I will be in Phoenix on Thursday night. First appearance in 4 months anywhere. Sold out in 2 weeks. Anyway, hi. I'm sorry, Dave, interrupting you. Hi, go ahead.
Sorry, I interrupted you. I was saying make sure you wear your face mask. Now there's an order.
Yeah, but tell me for a moment. I won't take away from your time. What is the story now? I'm getting conflicting messages about the Scottsdale, Phoenix, and the rest of Arizona.
What I have noticed is that really when... that I believe a lot of it is just because now we can actually get testing done. And before, literally, we remember just a couple months ago calling up a big pharmacy here and saying, okay, where do we get tests done? And they just were rude. So we don't know. And it just kind of hung up on us. It's like, and then we went to the government website and they said, well, look, if you don't have any symptoms or if you're not basically dying or something, don't worry about a test.
Well, I wasn't clear. I was asking about masks.
Oh, about masks. Oh, well, I understand that it's the governor's order to wear them, but, you know, nobody's like a Gestapo making me wear them. It's just that you feel kind of bad if everybody's wearing one and you're not. I mean, you got to have, there's the guilt element there. If you
yeah,
think, well,
yeah. Believe me, I know it, because I don't wear a mask outside, period. I do when, obviously, I can't. I don't have a choice inside a store. Okay, so tell me what's on your mind.
Well, Dennis, I've been thinking about this since you've been talking about this. I believe this is letting my head rule and not my emotions rule. I think it's an American value to allow free speech from anyone, whether it be a corporation or just an individual or anything in between. And I'm not talking about the tech giants stifling speech. That's another story. But I'm just talking about, it's not just a thing of the state allowing free speech, but I'm not going to let Kaepernick or any of these people ruin my experience of football. And I, not only that, for every guy who kneels, everyone who might stand, and you never know those guys' names, is a hero. And just as much a reason to watch.
That's an articulate position. My opposition.
I had to really think about it, work it out before I called you.
Yeah, well, you did, and I salute you. My position is that there are two issues, and they're huge. Either one is enough for me to object. Everybody who has a set of values, even incorrect values, in my view, everyone who has any values has a cause. So, theoretically, let us say you had a pro-life football player. I would object to his kneeling at the flag, taking a knee during the national anthem, to bring attention to abortion. I suspect that while their hearts would be with this man, most pro-life Americans would take the same position. And the reason is we want to have at least one place where our ideologies play no role. There is only the sport. Allow people to enjoy the sport. Pro-life, pro-choice, Democrat, Republican, Black Lives Matter supporter, Black Lives Matter, that is the group, not the idea, opponent. And that is the beauty of sports. Kaepernick and the left have ruined it.
I agree.
Okay, so that's enough. The second is, when someone announces, ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the national anthem, and you don't rise, you go to the ground, to say that it does not in any way disrespect the national anthem is to tell me men menstruate.
Well, the point is that it does disrespect. That's why they do it. But my point is that it doesn't bother me that they disrespect. That's an American value that's higher than the flag. That's the way
right.
I got it.
Okay. Well, no, wait. Okay, so I don't want the government. Wait, no. I don't want the government to suppress their ability to do it, but don't ask me to buy a ticket to watch the game. I have to be free to respond. Just as he is right, he has the right to give me a big finger in my face from the football field, I have the right not to say thank you for giving me the middle finger. All right? Attending a pro football game today with half the team or more, white and black, telling you you're a bunch of racists coming to the game is an old statement. You get spit on and then you thank the person and tell them how nice it is that it's raining outside. When I'm spit on, I do not thank the spitter. That, to me, is what attending an NFL game is now about. Thank you for spitting on me. Please continue. And allow me to cheer you at the same time. All righty. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Cleveland and Mike. Hello, Cleveland Mike.
Yes, Dennis, you always say that the left lies, but you told a whopper a few minutes ago when you said the New York Times said the men menstruate. No, no, no. It was a guy from MIT that wrote an opinion piece.
Okay.
You lied.
I didn't lie. I usually hang up when people say I lie because it's a despicable charge. I have never lied in 35 years. At the worst, I have been imprecise. So, okay, let me ask you a question. If your house...
No, there we go. Yes,
there we go. I'm going to actually ask you a question. I know.
Okay, good.
Yes. If you had to bet your house on it, do you think the New York Times editorial page is for or against that column?
I have no idea.
Okay. Then you live in a make-believe world.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Okay, y'all. I'm Dennis Prager. And this is an important time for you and me to be together and sort out the attempt to destroy the country and the West. The allowing of people to take down statues is like the allowing of the destruction and the looting 2 weeks ago is, if that does not tell you about the abject poverty, moral poverty of our political leaders. The one thing they're supposed to do is to protect life and property. That's the single most important role of government, and it's the one it fails at the most. It's really good at mandating masks. They're great at that. They're great at lockdowns. You cannot leave your house. They're great at the mandatory inspections, most of which are pointless, of businesses and restaurants in particular. But they're awful at protecting life and limb, especially the Democrats. It is an astonishing thing for anybody in any city to vote Democrat. It is astonishing. Anyone who takes black lives seriously and votes Democrat doesn't take black lives seriously. It's an amazing thing. I sit in awe of Democrats to have convinced blacks that they are good for them. You want to send your kid to a better school? We are in line with the teachers' union, so we will not allow that. Republicans want school choice so that a black parent could send their kid where they want, but not Democrats. Democrats oversee the slaughter of blacks and blacks because of policies and because they don't care. Remember, the response to Black Lives Matter is all Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is not what Black Lives Matter believes. Black Lives Matter is, as I played for you yesterday, one of the founders said, a Marxist organization. They use race the way the communists used workers.